Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Welcome to all of you listening out there on this Friday, of course, over terrestrial radio at 97.1 FM. Over the Odyssey app, download it for your mobile device today, AUDACY. And then you can stream the show anywhere. We've already had somebody calling. And it was streaming while driving to Nashville, I believe he was, through our website, 971theticket.com. You can stream with video. Go to youtube.com, search up 971 The Ticket. A whole bunch of you are there today in the chat on the right side of the page. Thank you, everybody there. And the same thing for Twitch, twitch.tv. That's another way you could take it in and participate in the streaming chat there. We've got instant feedback fun, Gator. Instant feedback fun today. What to expect from a Chicago Pope? What did we come up with? Well, what to expect from a Chicago Pope? Jordan Brand will come out with a Nike Air Pope. It'll be an Air Pope shoe.
What to expect from a Pope from Chicago? The mustache and sunglasses are going to make a glorious debut at the Vatican.
What to expect from a Chicago Pope? Bishop Ditka.
Sure. Frankincense and myrrh have been replaced with sausage and peppers.
What to expect from a Chicago Pope? Popra.
And Doug, what to expect from a Chicago Pope? Traffic reports that'll talk about construction on the Da Vinci, backup slowing things down on the Marconi. There's an accident on the eastbound Garibaldi, and don't forget to avoid the Fittipaldi as it's shut down in both directions.
Okay, so some of the better answers we've gotten so far, what to expect from a Chicago Pope from Mike on the road. How about a losing record?
Oh, no.
From I Hate Usernames on YouTube, I'm guessing he'll walk around the Vatican yelling, Southside! And from Scott, Scotty Popin.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
Scotty Popin.
I do love that we're finding out that there's controversy about his loyalty to which baseball team in Chicago.
Yeah.
That he is apparently a Sox fan and not a Cubs fan.
Mm-hmm.
But the Cubs fans don't want to let that go.
Well, that's their issue. We will, just a reminder, read a whole bunch of these. You can get them in via ticket text at 248-539-9797. You can tweet us at DougGator971. You can enter them on the streaming chat on YouTube and Twitch, and we'll read the best ones that come across at 140 when we open up the Bush Lightning Can inbox and read a whole bunch. What to expect from a Chicago Pope. 248-539-9797. Are you ready for a taste test?
I am.
Yes. I think this is the best chip out there. Okay. And like, dare I say, it's my personal favorite. So for me, it's the best chip out there. That doesn't mean it's for everybody. But I decided, as we do here on the show, to let you guys sample it. Most of what I brought in, you have not been a huge fan of.
No, Dulce is what comes to mind. Years ago, you brought in some Dulce, and Dulce was it's a seaweed product. And if this is anything like that, then I'm really not going to be happy. All right. I turned my head so as not to see it. And now I'm looking at it. I'm very curious about this. Very curious. Because it appears to be some sort of...
Why? Because of the shape?
Well, it looks like it's a Frito of some kind. Like a Frito.
It looks more like bigger onion petals.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think it's a Frito with some kind of special seasoning on it. I'm going to take a whiff.
I'm sorry. I probably should have told you I was going to do that. I distributed it to Kenny and Kang behind the glass.
It's definitely a corn chip.
Oh, yeah.
All right, go ahead and try.
We think it's corn, at least.
All right.
Go ahead and try them. Doug's favorite chip being sampled by Gator, Kang, and Kenny right now. And? I don't think Gator likes them.
I'm not sure what to think.
I don't know what the flavor is.
I don't know what the flavor is either. It's like I got hit with like a ton of, there's spice to it. It's spicy.
Yeah, there's a little kick.
I don't hate it, though.
I
think this is like a spicy elote corn chip or something.
Yeah,
like.
You know what? I think you're onto something there. The more it sits on the palate here,
mm-hmm.
kind of like an elote type corn chip is
very,
what I'm going with.
Corn,
with a little kick here.
Yeah. It's not as it's not as dense as a typical Frito. It's more airy.
No, I mean, you can't really go wrong with chips, I feel
no,
like.
No, I like it.
Yeah, it's actually, it's not bad, Doug.
All right.
Also just be really hungry.
Yeah. This has got to be healthy if Doug's eating it, though.
Well, it's organic. So there's that. I'm holding the bag up to the camera for those watching on Twitch and YouTube. It is from Trader Joe's. It is the organic elote corn dippers with a Mexican-style street corn flavored seasoning.
Nailed it, Gator. Good job.
Yep.
It's good.
Yeah.
All right.
See? It's good. You'll be with some sort of sour cream type dip. Be really good.
I've never dipped them in anything. I just think they're good all by themselves, but
they are, but I mean everything's better with
scale of 1 to 12.
Hey, Kenny just said it says dippers on the bag. Is that true right there?
Yes, it does say dippers on the bag. I know it says dippers on the bag, but scale 1 to 12.
I go 8.5.
8.5?
I was going to say 8.
Kenny, what do you think of them?
I'll give it a 7.5. It's up there.
Okay. None of these are what I... Because to me, it's a 12 out of 12. This is the best chip out there. Personally,
it's really good. My favorite. I mean, it's growing on me.
Yeah?
It is spicy.
Yeah, well, would you buy these on your own?
Yeah, I think I would if I were at Trader Joe's. I don't really go shopping there, but...
Kang, would you try these?
Yeah, they're fine. Like, if someone offered them, would I buy them?
Would you buy them on your own?
I think, I mean, it's not top five for me. I know it's your number one, but I'd buy them. It's top.
I really want to try this with like a French onion dip.
French onion?
Yeah, well, French onion dip's great with everything, but some kind of...
guac? Isn't on the bag it has guac? Guac would be good. Right? Yeah.
Well, they do have the picture on the front. Yes, in a sticking out of a
I just need
cup full of guac.
I need something to cool it down a little bit.
You need a drink, or you want something dairy.
Yeah.
Too spicy for you?
It's not too spicy. It's just I think the dairy would complement it very well.
All right, well, there you go.
Do you have a margarita, though?
I do not have a margarita. There it is. Doug's favorite chip gets a thumbs up, kind of a lukewarm grade, but you like them. You like them. You don't love them.
I said it's gross. I mean, if you ask me 5 minutes from now, I might get up to a 9.
So you want more?
Oh.
Is that what this is about? Are you lobbying for more?
Uh-oh. I'm not lobbying for more. It wasn't my intention. But, I mean, if you're going to part with some more, I'm not going to turn it down. But it was not my intention.
Out of all the foods that I have brought in and had you try, is this the best?
I think you've brought in some kind of dessert thing one time that may have been better. But this is pretty good.
This is definitely better than the fake Reese's, also known as feces,
that you tried to give us.
Yeah. The Quest Cups?
Yeah, those are terrible.
Those are good.
No.
Nothing good about it.
Uh-oh. Not good.
Kenny, scale 1 to 12. You said 7? You had the lowest ranking out of everybody?
It's 7.5.
7.5?
7.5.
Why is that?
Because, first of all, I'm not a huge corn chip guy. I like them. Don't love them. So that's already like going to lower the scale. And also, I think you're onto something with a dip. A dip would make this into a 10, 11, maybe even a 12.
I mean, even
get a
if
good
it's
dip
just
paired with it, perfect.
Even if it's just straight up sour cream, I think that'd be great.
Absolutely.
I love these. I just think they're the best there is.
You love them because, okay, now tell us the health benefits. Well, because you don't just
I
don't love
know, no, he sees the word organic.
Okay,
and
yeah.
That gives them the pass.
Yep. They are. They
oh,
are.
Okay.
You're right. Shopping at Trader Joe's,
you're
it's
right.
Already, you
yeah.
know. And he sees
it
fortifies it because it says organic. Oh, but it's organic. And then he sees elote corn or Mexican street corn, and we know how Doug is a big fan. Inevitably, he's going to try it. And it is flavorful.
Here's the thing.
I'm going to go 9.
Really?
Yeah, I'll give it a 9.
Oh, it's getting higher.
Would you look at the bag, though? And ever is the moment you see the word organic, would you be like, I'm out?
Not at all. No, okay. I buy organic stuff all the time.
We thought about making you leave the studio and I tell the audience what it was, but Kang didn't think you'd have it as adverse reaction to the word organic as I thought you might, but
no, not at all.
All right, well, there you go.
Gator's all grown up now, man.
Doug's favorite chip, the Trader Joe's organic elote corn dippers. They are
so spicy. These are going away in about a month or what? What are we thinking?
Probably, yeah. Like shelf life.
We're selling corn chips on the market.
Shelf life, July.
Now, you know, maybe this, I'm not saying this is the sole reason I'd go to Trader Joe's, But because there are other things I like that are Trader Joe's exclusive.
Yeah.
I could see, picking up. They have lemon snaps, ginger snaps, but they're lemon flavored.
Yep, yep.
That are delicious.
They also have great ginger snaps.
I know they do. Yes. Yes, they do. So I could see, picking up a box of each of those. And then why not pick up a bag of these?
All right. Doug brought a food in that didn't suck. Let's talk some Tigers.
Is that the biggest size they have?
This bag?
Yeah.
Yeah. They also have one that's spicier than this, just for the record.
Good God.
Let's talk some Tigers. Team's white hot and back at home, probably playing in front of you. You said they might have 100,000 people come in this
week. I think they might.
Yeah, big weekend for the Tigers ahead. We'll get to that today at 12:18 here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, it's Doug Karsh. Memorial Day deals going on all month long at Sarah Chevrolet in Sterling Heights. Lease a new 2025 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab 4x4. For just $282 a month for 24 months with $19.99 down. $282, going out of 17.5 in Van Dyke and Sterling Heights. 877-SAY-SARAH or saysarah.com. Together, let's drive. With GM employee discount and Chevy lease in the household, 10,000 miles per year, plus taxes and fees with approved credit. Offer ends June 2nd. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Thanks for everybody being with us on this Friday. All right, so, Tigers.
Spicy, man.
You're going to be all right?
I'll be all right.
Yeah. They are spicy.
Yeah. Well, you gave me more during the break.
I did, and I offered him. It's funny, you enthusiastically said yes. I went into the control room, and I said, Kang, you want some more? And he's like, no.
No, they're fine. They're good. But the spice does continue, though.
Yeah,
it gets stronger, I think, as just as the longer it stays in your mouth or your body.
Yep.
It's not expecting that.
I did bring in the elote corn almonds from Blue Diamond Almonds.
Yeah, those were good.
Yeah, and here's a bad sign, however. John just sent us the following tweet. Hey, by the way, the Speedway on West Allen and Woodhaven has those elote almonds. They're on clearance for $1. I'll wait till they go down to 50 cents, and then I'll try them. Being put on clearance, everything Doug likes disappears. Although Busch Light Apple came back.
There it is.
Yep. All right, 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Let's get into this Tiger team because they sweep the Rockies yesterday. 10-2 and 11-1. Great job by the pitchers. Mize gave him six innings in the opener. And then, what are they going to do in game two? Well, as is done with this organization, you go to Fetter Industries and see what rolls off the assembly line. And yesterday it was Cater Montero. New and improved Cater Montero. Actually, he's been pretty good for them. But what a job by Cater, who goes eight innings, five hits, three walks, one earned run. And it's interesting because you look at the way this team is playing. They're acting like one of the best teams in baseball. They're acting like it. Now, certainly it has more to do than sweeping the worst team in baseball. It's 2 of 3 from the Yankees, 2 of 3 from the Padres. These are probably offensive data points that could be thrown out when you're going up against a bad team in a hitter's ballpark where the ball flies. Although, they didn't hit a lot of home runs in this series, did they?
Only one, but it's still traveling.
Yeah.
Colt Keith hit that ball 450 feet, and I thought for sure he was going to get plunked if he came up to the plate again. He stood there and watched that ball and watched it and watched it and then took a couple steps, did a pretty significant bat flip, and rounded the bases. Now, I suppose if you're going to hit the ball 450 feet, go ahead and look at it for a while, but not as long as he did. The catcher, when he crossed home plate, it looked like the catcher wasn't so thrilled with it.
Yeah.
That was the only home run they hit in the three games.
Well, look, this team, the way that they are playing right now, somebody asked us earlier in the show, seven-game series, right now, would you take the Tigers or Yankees? Well, you take the Tigers right now. They are playing out of their mind. But here's the thing about it is they're not – there's a lot of baseball to be played. You don't start the playoffs for 5 months, and a lot can happen between now and then, and it's something that we acknowledge. Let's start with how far they've come. 1 year ago, I would say baseball interest in Detroit, it wasn't a full year ago, 8 months ago, 9 months ago, baseball interest in Detroit perhaps was at an all-time low. We have had worse teams, but we've never had teams that bad or that average or below average that also pretty much weren't even on television. How we made it through the summer doing these jobs, I'm not really sure because the team wasn't winning enough and there was no people didn't even have the games to watch. Some of you did. Got it. You got the app. They've gone from that to playing at an insane pace. When they started to get hot, it all started with a getaway day win over the San Francisco Giants. I believe it was in San Francisco. And it was Cater Montero who got the start, by the way, on that day. And the Tigers were 55-63. And they had a 5-4 lead over the Giants in the sixth. The Giants had a runner in scoring position. Bullpen got out of it. Giants put a runner in scoring position in the seventh. Bullpen got out of it. Giants had a leadoff triple in the eighth. Bullpen got out of it. In the ninth, they had a base runner. He didn't make it to scoring position. Bullpen got out of it. The Tigers, since that day, have been playing insanely good baseball. They are 58-26, a .690 winning percentage. The last team that had a winning percentage that good was the 2001 Seattle Mariners, which won 116 games. Now, this is why I'm comfortable saying it. We don't have to debate whether or not they're good. We can debate how good are they. Because, although we have one guy saying, this isn't even as good as they can be, who called earlier in the show, because they're on a pace right now to win 106 games, and he thinks they're going to win more. I'm not comfortable going there. When they settle into something less than this, I mean, unless they really truly are this good, in which case they will have pulled off this magic trick of putting together a roster of players with such elite versatility and strengths that on any given day, AJ Hinch can put out a lineup against your pitcher that's going to be more effective than their lineup against his pitcher. It's been a remarkable turnaround. It's been fun to watch. It's been platoon players. The one thing that was predicted was that they could have a great staff, and so far they do. And the bullpen is really, really good. What the lineup is doing was the unpredictable part. How good are they, Scott Anderson?
I think they're really good. I think it's a sustainable winning team. Probably not a .690 clip, but I don't know how much lower it would have to be. This is a very, very good baseball team. That the pitching staff has been phenomenal. A team ERA of under 3. The only guys that have high ERAs on the team are Cater Montero and the recently released Kenta Maeda and also Jackson Jobe. Those guys have the high ERAs. Only one bullpen arm has a high ERA, and that's Bo Brisky. The way he pitched the ninth inning last night, he looks like he's ready to start dealing again. The rest of the pitching staff has been phenomenal. And even the guys with the high ERAs, they've had their moments, like last night with Cater Montero. We've seen Jackson Jobe have some really, really good starts. But it's the hitting, to me, that's been more impressive. I expected the pitching to be good.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't expect this team to be hitting as well as they have. And it's guys coming up in big moments and delivering in those big moments. Like, they're not – last year the problem was you'd have runners on first and third and one out, you wouldn't get the run in. You'd ground into a double play or you'd pop up or you'd strike out, and then the next out was just – it didn't matter, and the runner would stay at third base. You'd go 1-for-10 in a game or 3-for-25 in a series of runners in scoring position. Not this team. This team is hitting with runners in scoring position. Yesterday alone, they had 2 at-bats with the bases loaded where they cleared the bases with a double. And a lot of that is because of having the guy at first base was Brewer Hicklin, who just flat-out runs, and he was able to score easily from first base on a ball that was hit not to the wall but in the gap between center and right. It's they've just come up with hits like that time and time again. They're pushing runs across the plate. They can manufacture runs, And this year's team has actually hit some homers. Not a ton of them, but 48 home runs. I think that still ranks in the top 10 in baseball, which is not what you would have expected with this team. But guys like Torkelson have come out swinging. You know, Spencer Torkelson has 10 home runs this year and 32 RBIs. Kerry Carpenter off to a good start with 8 home runs. Riley Green has 8 home runs. And the rest of these guys, it's a righty-lefty matchup that they're a matchup nightmare so far for the opposition. Things will correct. They even said in the broadcast yesterday, all right, be ready for teams to adjust to Trey Sweeney and this hot streak he's on here. You know, why is he getting multiple hit games, 4 games in a row or whatever it is? They're going to look and see what he was hitting, and they'll make that adjustment. Now, the Rangers come into town, and the Tigers avoid their best pitcher. But their second best pitcher is awfully good, and that's Eovaldi. He'll pitch on Sunday against Reese Olson in a great Mother's Day showdown. But the Tigers, I just love how they're getting it done. It's every aspect of the game, going from first to third, hitting sacrifice flies. You know, just taking that extra base is so important for this team, and they played sound defense. When you start the season, the defense, when you lined it up on paper, it didn't look like it was going to be very good, and yet it has been. It's been better than average.
248-539-9797. How good are they? Tigers come home following a very successful road trip that saw them score the second most runs by a Tiger team ever on a road trip. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1, The Ticket.
Looking for some place to go this weekend to check out the games and have a great atmosphere? Look no further than 24 Seconds Bar and Grill in Berkeley. It's the best place for great food and great atmosphere and great specials and the best wings in town. Tomorrow night, UFC 315, they've got it. Muhammad and Madalena will take place, as well as Shevchenko and Fiorito. There's no cover. Spring and the warm air and the warm weather, it's here. And you know what that means? The rooftop deck is open for business. For all Detroit baseball games at 24, you get $4 bottles of Miller Lite and Coors Light. Also, have great specials going on right now in the basketball and hockey playoffs. And they've got trivia on Thursday nights at 8 o'clock. And 24 Seconds is open for lunch on Thursdays and Fridays. I got a cheesesteak that I'm dying to try. Looking forward to it. And if you need any event catered, or how about just a host, 24 Seconds has you covered for work parties, celebrations, graduation parties, any kind of event. And if you're looking for a great place to work, 24 is hiring. They're hiring cooks right now, and they will train you. Every seat in the place is a great seat. They got the flat screen, high definition TVs all throughout the place. They pipe in the sound for all the big events. And let me tell you something, the service is top notch. The food's awesome. I got to love the drink specials, but it's the bar itself. You got to love it. Check it out and check out all the specials and happenings at 24secondsbar.com. Grab a taste of the action for yourself. It's my favorite place to go. 24 Seconds Bar and Grill on 12 Mile in Berkeley.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Tigers, how good are they? How good are they? We approach the 40-game mark, and they have been outstanding coming home from this road trip, a road trip that started auspiciously. Did I use that word correctly?
Sure.
With the loss to Houston. Actually lost the first 2 games to Houston. And the first one, I remember us doing the show afterwards, and I said, didn't this feel like the first game that the Tigers kind of gave away? Because they had a number of errors. Starting pitching didn't do the job. Bullpen didn't do the job. Like it was all, and it's going to happen. But the errors were they both throwing errors on Sweeney? One was to first, and the other was to second, if I recall correctly.
I believe you're right.
Yeah, and it had that game that it felt like they gave it away, and they lost first 2 in Houston. Then they finished out with a win over Houston. Then they took 3 of 4 in L.A. Now they swept Colorado. It's been a really good – well, it was Anaheim, not L.A. Excuse me. It was a really good road trip.
Well, I like how players have responded, too. You know, we've seen slumps from different players, and they've gotten out of it. Look at Colt Keith. Mm-hmm. That was a guy we mentioned a couple weeks ago and said, listen, he's off to a bad start. Did they have to think about – I mean, he lost his starting position because Torkelson was hitting. And Gleyber Torres, he hasn't played the whole season because he was hurt for a little bit, but Gleyber Torres is playing great for the Tigers. Does this leave Colt Keith out of a position? If he's not hitting, it's trouble. Well, he's picked it up. In the 21 at-bats he's had in May, he's had 7 hits, including 3 home runs, and he's driven in 6. He's also drawn a few walks during that time. So he has responded. It's a small sample size, but it looks good. And when I saw the home run last night, I'm like, this is the kind of Colt Keith that I expect to see. Not that he's hit 450-foot blasts all the time, but he's got that frame that you're like, you've got to be able to hit for power, right? Well, he did. His third home run last night, and we'll see if he can get close to 20 on the season.
Let's go to John in Southfield. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, John. John?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Hey, I wanted to make a comment on the Tigers. They play a really, really great ball. But, you know, you got some unsung heroes, and they're not players. They're the hitting coaches. But giving them players the right mindset and the right frame of mind to take pitches and look for certain pitches. That's what I think turns Spencer Torkelson around. And as far as Javi Baez, he's a great player, a tremendous athlete. I don't know what it was for them years that he was here. Maybe he didn't want to be here. I don't know. But I'm glad he woke up.
I think we're all glad. And, you know, this warrants a deep dive into, you know, what has happened this year with Javi Baez. It's just the turnaround's been remarkable. And, he has been there. His timing is spectacular, given that Veerling and Parker Meadows were out. And he was versatile enough. He stepped into center field, and he's playing more than an adequate center field. And, oh, my God, he's hitting two.
It's more than that. It's not only Veerling and Meadows out, but Akil Baddoo and Wenzel Perez. All four of these guys outfielders that you're counting on for the depth, and they're all gone.
Yeah.
And, you know, they don't want to use Riley Green in center field for elongated periods of time. So it has come out in a wonderful time for him. But, you know, keep this in mind, too. Javi's healthy now.
Yeah.
He was going through a hip issue last year, obviously. I don't know if it plagued him the year prior. I don't really, you know, care to go back that far. But he had the surgery, and he looks like a different player.
I agree. I totally agree with that. But I just wanted to give a lot of credit to our coaching staff, the third base coach, Alex Cora, for going from first to third, being aggressive on the base pads. But like I said, putting the players in the right position and the right mindset to take certain pitches and look for certain pitches that they can handle.
You know, there was
I really applaud them.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought up Cora's name, because there was a play yesterday, and that's game two, I guess you can say last night. Brewer Hicklin steals second base. The throw gets past the shortstop and goes into shallow center field. Hicklin doesn't really know what's going on, but he makes eye contact with Cora, and Cora is saying, run. And he never looked back into the out. He just made a beeline to get to third base and trusted the base coach, and it was a close play, but he beat it. And it's those little things that get it done. It's this team just gets from first to third because – they know how successful they can be if they get that run.
Numbers change every day, but recently they were tied for first in the majors doing that by a wide margin, by the way, over the team that was number two. There's two of them that had been 30 times going from first to third. And, yeah, they add up. The extra 90 adds up when you do it consistently. The Javi thing is fascinating because I think the Javi appreciation might not get any higher than this, and I certainly hope he sustains it for a variety of reasons. One, it's way more fun to talk about somebody's resurrection than why they stink so much. Two is this team could really use it. And I just wonder what the fan reaction is going to be like tonight. Is it the standing ovation? Does it go that far? I always find that these things sort of happen organically in the moment. Will people stand up and applaud Javi Baez? Because it's been a rough go here. It's been a rough go. And, you know, I'm not mad at Amy. I don't think there's anything wrong with being disappointed in a highly played player that is not producing. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with saying he's done. I don't blame fans for feeling that way. Well, I don't blame you for feeling that way. I mean, I guess I'm a little bit hesitant. I feel like if I'm going to say he's done, it's not just going to be his what I'm hearing and not the obvious, right? It's going to be what I'm hearing about. Yeah, he's lost a step. His swing is unfixable. Like Kenta Maeda or somebody like that pretty clearly is done, because if Fetter can't fix you, you're not getting fixed. But we had the guy call earlier about the work ethic thing, which I thought was an unfair. There's no indication that work ethic was an issue. But if you hear work ethic done, like – There are players that we hear stuff like that about. You might not hear us talk about them in future tense. It might only be past tense.
Well, getting back to the hitting instructors and what they've done, and you credit them to putting these guys in the right direction, and then you credit the players for making the adjustments and actually doing it physically. Last year, this team hit 234 as a whole. They're hitting 262 this year. Last year as a team, this on-base percentage was 300. This year is 335. Last year, the OPS of this team was 685. This year, it's 759. The league average last year was around 715, and they're at 759 this year alone. They have made remarkable changes.
248-539-9797. Phil is next here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hi, guys.
Phil!
No, actually, it's Bill, but that's all right.
Bill!
A few years ago, there was a coach standing at the podium taking questions, and I'm not entirely sure which sport, but I think it was football. And I'm not entirely sure which coach, but I think it might have been Dick Vermeil. Somebody asked him a question, and his answer was, "You are what your record says you are." Therefore, if their record says they are the best team in baseball, then damn it, that's who they are.
Well, our question is, how good are they? So you're just going to go the best. You think they're the best? They're the best team in the American League.
Yes, and do you remember that quote?
Yeah, it was a Bill Parcells quote, actually. But yes, okay. Yeah, you are what your record says you are, as a way of basically saying we don't need to debate it. You know, I mean, I think that there is a chance that indeed they are the best team in the American League. There's some stuff here that doesn't feel sustainable, but there's also guys that are about to step up, like Cole Keith has stepped up. When he was down, Javi, your timing couldn't have been better. When Parker Meadows and Matt Vierling and Wenciel Perez and Akil Badu were all hurt, Javi Baez, your timing couldn't be better. You didn't land Alex Bregman. Spencer Torkelson, your timing could not be better. I guess that's a sign of a real team.
Yes, and they may not end up at the end of the season being the best team in baseball, but how good are they right now? They are what their record says they are.
Thank you for the phone call, 248-539-9797.
Well, offensively, they're top five in a bunch of different categories, whether it's batting average, OPS. I think they're sixth in home runs, I think. They're second in runs scored. They just had a tremendous start to this season. And nobody's really taking off and having a ridiculous year.
No.
When you look at it, they don't have anybody that's in. I think they're the best hitter is Zach McKinstry when it comes to qualified at bats. I think he's like in the top 30.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to go down quite a bit to find that hitter from the Tigers that's there. Torkelson's the one that kind of turns the heads because he's got the power numbers. He's got 10 home runs. League leader has 12. He's got 32 RBI, and I think he's in the top five in runs batted in this year. So those numbers stand out, but aside from that, nobody really does stand out. Everybody's just doing their job, man, and they're doing it well.
It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, looking to upgrade your outdoor space? Well, Builders First Source has you covered. With 4 Metro Detroit locations, they specialize in top-quality composite decking. Brands that you trust, like Trex, TimberTech, and AZEK. So whether you're a DIY enthusiast or you need a certified installer, their expert team will help you build the perfect deck that stands the test of time. Visit one of their locations today in Lapeer, Auburn Hills, Clinton Township, or Shelby Township and discover why Builders First Source is your go-to for decking. Quality service and unbeatable value, that is the Builders First Source promise. Search buildersfirstsource.com.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. We're talking about the Tigers and mostly Javi Baez and what's going on here. It's a fascinating story. And look, we talked about Jared Goff. When a player makes you a believer, when a player turns your opinion of them around, there was very few people, a limited, small subset of Detroiters that was interested in what Jared Goff would be to the Detroit Lions as a quarterback, other than a placeholder. Very small subset. I will give credit to my radio partner, Scott Anderson, who was one of them. Said, you know, I'm intrigued at what Goff can do. But it was such a given that, oh, hey, these draft picks are going to be used to draft the next great quarterback. And what did Jared Goff do? He turned people's opinions around to him, and the change has been pretty great. And I believe that when a player does that, he can become your favorite. He can become one of your favorites when they completely change your opinion of them. And Javi Baez has been doing that, and it just keeps up. And look, I don't know what's going to happen tonight. I don't know if he's going to get a standing O. Maybe it'll just be a polite applause. These things just kind of happen, hubris of the moment. But, you know, he really has helped this team at a critical time, and it's fun to watch. And maybe people have theories as to what's happened. Yours is that he just got healthy. And I'm not sure that explains everything, but whatever.
I think it's a big part of it. I'm sure that they've looked at his swing a million times and tried to tweak things to have him work on some things. And you know, but the biggest, there were two issues with Javi. He was just getting fooled at the plate, whether it was the slider or the sweeping pitch to go way outside the zone that he would chase. Or, you know, and then he's looking for that. Next thing you know, somebody's blowing a fastball and it's going right past him because he's looking for something else. He just looked outmatched and ill-prepared. And that's not to say that he wasn't preparing. It just, that's how it looked.
He looked outmatched for three full seasons.
Yeah. And this season, again, it's a small sample size, but boy, is he changed. He's picked it up. He's not chasing that pitch nearly as often as he was. He's not striking out as often as he was. And last week we saw that the power stroke started to come back with extra bases, with home runs and a couple of doubles as well. So that's all very encouraging. I don't know if he's changed his stance or where he is standing in the batter's box. Somebody else said, yeah, he's no longer at the back line. He's moved up and much more closer. I don't know. But all those little things, it takes time because it's all good. And any tweak you make to a swing is going to be uncomfortable. It's going to take time to get used to the new swing. Now that he's had the hip replacement surgery, not replacement surgery, but he's had the hip surgery last year, it seems like the pain went away. And if he's pain-free, that should open up a lot of things. And maybe maybe it's just that simple, or it's probably much more than just that. It's work he does behind the scenes.
Katie's in Brighton and on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, guys.
What's up?
I was at the San Diego series. I think was one of the last series when they went on the road. The Perry Carpenter bobble night. So I think it was Saturday. And he didn't get booed at all. And he might have had one or two hits. And so there was nothing there where, you know, last year I went to, he got booed there, you know, last year when he was, there was pressure, you know, and people were talking about what are we going to do with him? And
yeah. I wonder when that started. That's a great question, Katie. Is when did the boos turn into silence, which will probably now turn into cheers, right? Because the first thing it stops is people. The first thing that happens is people stop booing, right? And then beyond that, that doesn't mean you cheer them necessarily.
We weren't like, whoa, he's up. I mean, if he got a hit, yeah. But it wasn't like Javi Baez is up, you know, like we didn't.
Yeah.
You know, but it wasn't. But I didn't hear anything where the guy behind me was booing.
Yeah, it was about a month into the season. By then, I think people had gotten off his back because he started to.
He's actually producing.
Yeah, he's starting to produce. I think you're right.
Or when my dad stopped complaining about him.
Well,
for a couple of years.
Often cited in the community as a measurement is when do Katie's dad stop booing Javi Baez? And we know.
And dad and Maeda, which was legit.
Yeah, well, we don't have him to kick around anymore, do we?
That ship sailed. So.
Yes, thank you for the phone call, Katie. Otis, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Otis?
Doug, I've been saying this for 2 years on Torkelson and Baez, is that their batting was terrible because their front foot stepped in the bucket every time, which means your hip goes in the bucket, your shoulders go in the bucket, you can't reach anything. You will notice them next time you see them is they're closed. They've now closed their hips, closed their shoulders, closed their feet, and when they step, they're stepping at the pitcher finally. And that's why they can pull the inside pitch and go get the outside pitch.
Otis, I'm assuming you're a coach?
I'm not, but I played a lot of baseball.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
I'm sure you guys have played, but when you keep your front side closed, when you step toward the pitcher, you can get to every pitch. And you can see pitches better because they're in the strike zone longer. So that's when you pull off of it like they were the last couple of years, they couldn't do anything. They lost their power and everything. Now Torque and Javi have closed up their stance and are stepping toward the pitcher now.
See what a good night's sleep and free breakfast at Holiday Express can do for you.
I can't believe you didn't say that after you asked him, Doug. Are you a coach? No, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. Free continental breakfast does clear the mind.
It really does. And so, if they got like a waffle machine waffle maker.
We know how much you love it. Remember you were stealing breakfast at the hotel?
I didn't steal.
Well, you weren't invited.
You weren't invited. That was a team specific. What hotel
was it? Tell the story.
What hotel was it?
I just didn't know.
What hotel was it?
I went over the one down the street here.
Extended stay or something?
No, it wasn't extended stay, but I mean, I lost power in my house in the middle of winter, the coldest time. It was, 5 degrees outside, playoff time for the Lions against the Rams. And I stayed at this hotel. And one of the reasons that I booked the room there, you get the breakfast in the morning. Great. Sounds great. I went down there for breakfast in the morning and had a little buffet set up, got some eggs.
It was in a room, right?
Yeah, the buffet was outside in the hallway, and then you take your food into the ballroom, which I did, and sat at a table, and then realized that the people were kind of looking at me a little strange because I was there by myself, and everybody else was there with the family,
and specifically and the kids.
Specifically, every family had little girls with them, and didn't think anything about it. Went back the next day, did the same thing. Okay, fill it up there and then fuel up on the food, sit down at the table, same thing, people kind of looking. And
family,
then
said you.
Everybody had left, and I was there by myself, and a woman who worked at the hotel came up and said, are you with the group? I said, oh, no. She said, so you're not here with the girls 10 and under hockey tournament? I said that I am not. No, I'm staying at the hotel. And she's, because this was a breakfast for them. Like, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize that. I, when I checked in, I made sure I had the shoes. No, that's on the other side of the hotel. Oh, I'm really sorry. I'm more than happy.
Crashed a private breakfast for a girls' soccer team.
10 and under.
It was hockey.
Hockey team, sorry.
What do I owe? How much do I need to pay? No, you're fine. You're fine. Are you sure? Yes. Oh, my God.
I wonder why the place cleared out.
Yeah. Why do they had to get there? It was getting on the bus to go to the hockey tournament. And I'm like, oh, great. I get to eat alone here. Awesome.
He's back.
Who's that strange man? Don't stare at him.
So anyway, foot in the bucket. 248-539-9797.
My foot was always in a bucket when I played.
97 won the ticket.